Nolte, Democrat Andrew Gillum still has some explaining to do. By John Nolte on March 16, 2020. Andrew Gillum, former Florida candidate for governor, still has some explaining to do, but the establishment media, which are equal parts corrupt and useless, have allowed him to hide away in rehab. Welcome to today's edition of Democrats Sure Got It Good. Gillum, of course, is the former Tallahassee mayor who almost became the governor of Florida in 2018. Regardless of that loss, he was still widely seen as a rising Democrat star and was almost certainly at the top of any Democrat's list as a potential vice presidential nominee. Gillum is young, he's black, he has charisma to burn, and hails from a critically important swing state. That all came to an end Friday when, as reported by the Associated Press, police say Gillum was found unresponsive and inebriated in a Miami Beach hotel room with a male companion and baggies of what police suspect is crystal meth. There was a third man involved, Aldo Mejias, who allowed Dyson to use his credit card to rent the room. The Miami New Times describes the scene. Mejias had lent Dyson his credit card information to rent a hotel room yesterday afternoon and that the two were supposed to meet later that day. Mejias told the officers that he arrived at the hotel room around 11 p.m. and that Dyson opened the door and then immediately collapsed on a bed and began vomiting. Mejias said he began giving Dyson CPR and called 911. Mejias told police Gillum was inside the hotel room under the influence of an unknown substance. Mejias said that while he was performing CPR on Dyson, Gillum was vomiting in a bathroom. Officers said that they tried to speak with Gillum but that he was unable to communicate due to his inebriated state. Gillum wasn't charged with a crime, but per the police, Mr. Gillum was unable to communicate due to his inebriated state. On Friday, Gillum told the Miami Herald, "I was in Miami last night for a wedding celebration when first responders were called to assist one of my friends. While I had too much to drink, I want to be clear that I have never used methamphetamines." On Sunday, he announced he was entering rehab. "Since my race for governor ended, I fell into a depression that has led to alcohol abuse," he said, pledging to work to heal fully and show up in the world as a more complete person. He said he would be stepping down from all public-facing roles at this time. "I want to apologize to my family, friends and the people of Florida who have supported me and put their faith in me over the years," he added, requesting privacy for his family. "There are just a few problems and unanswered questions here. First off, Dyson, the man who overdosed and who was reportedly in the room alone with Gillum until Mejias showed up at 11 p.m., is a gay male escort," Florida's Local 10 reported Friday. "What's more, Dyson has a profile on rentmen.com. Secondly, Dyson told the New Times, "I personally was not celebrating a wedding. I don't know if Gillum was in town for a wedding. He did not mention that. We've been friends for a while," Dyson added. Gillum married his wife, Arjai Gillum, 11 years ago. They have three children together. So, whose wedding did Gillum attend? And if the police reports are true, and if what Mejias says is true, why was Gillum alone and drunk with another man who was not a guest of this wedding, but was overdosing on drugs? So far, the media are allowing Gillum to get away with not answering these questions. And I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Democrats Sure Got It Good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.